Wednesday, November 26, 2014. This is the Sales Playbook Podcast. I am your host, Paul Castain, from YourSalesPlaybook.com, and this is the podcast for sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners who want to sell more. Now, this week's episode is going to be dealing with a little something-something that I like to call the Opportunist Guide to Leveraging the Holiday Season. Now, the something you need to know before we begin this week's episode is brought to you by our online sales program, which is going to be beginning next week on December 3rd. So let's go ahead and have a listen and see what that's all about. Hey everyone, it's Paul Castain, and I wanted to remind you that next week on December 3rd, we're going to be launching our very last online sales program for 2014. Now, in this particular program, it's all going to be right on your computer screen. You can join us from your favorite chair. We always record each session as well as deliver it live, by the way. So this way, if you can't attend the live sessions, you can certainly go at your own pace. We'll be sending you slides and all. But here's what I have in store for you. We're going to come right out of the gate with a little something-something I like to call meticulous pre-call planning. And where that's going to be helpful to you is, first of all, we're going to show you how you can warm up your cold calls. That's always a good thing. And we're also going to show you how you can really be more on point in these meetings that you have to work so hard to get. So that's the first thing that we're going to do. Then we're going to have two sessions, sessions two and three, dedicated to hunting for business. So in the first of the two, we're going to talk about the phone. Specifically, some things you can do if you have any call reluctance, things to get you into your zone, and we're certainly going to talk about how you can handle typical objections that might be thrown your way. From there, we're also going to talk about how you can hunt for business utilizing things like LinkedIn and Twitter and even things like email. Now, once you get an appointment, wouldn't it be great if you could really just leverage that appointment for all that it's worth? So we're going to have a session dedicated to how you can take control of your meetings without being controlling, and several insurance policies that you need to have in position to kind of help you later in the sales process. We're also going to talk about asking better questions. I think this session alone is one of those areas that so many salespeople are challenged with, and you get my no open-ended, closed questions guarantee. I mean, I think there's so much training on that, quite frankly, you couldn't pay me enough to train you on that. We're going to be talking about five deadly questioning techniques that you need to know that are going to help you kind of move that sell along and certainly build up the emotional intensity to get people off that fence of indecision. We're going to talk about how to present your solutions with impact. We're going to talk about how to close, and not with a bunch of cheesy closing techniques, but how to have a conversation, ask for the business without it getting weird. At that point, people may throw some things at you, like pricing objections, or all of a sudden they have to run it by a boss that didn't exist at the beginning of the process. I'm going to show you how to handle that. And then in the final session, we're going to talk to you about what to do and what to say if, God forbid, somebody actually rejects you and tell you no. Now, this course is going to be launching on December 3rd. The deadline is going to be December 2nd. And the one thing I want to point out to you is that this pricing that we have in place right now for 2014 will not exist in 2015. We're going to be raising the price of this course by $100. So if you'd like to join us and you'd like to pay $100 less than you're going to pay next year, by all means, make sure that you stop by the website, and I'll have a link for you right there, okay? We'll talk to you soon. Hope to see you in class. Okay, so if you're planning on joining us on December 3rd, you're going to want to enroll no later than December 2nd. And not only is this the last training program we're going to be offering in 2014, this is the last time you're going to be able to get this particular program at the pricing that we're offering it for in January 2015, we're actually going to be raising the price $100. So again, if you want to join us, no later than December 2nd. If I can make a suggestion, if you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, yeah, I'm going to be doing it. And I want to go and train with this crazy dude, Castain, that's been riding shotgun with me. I like what he has to say. Do it now. Because we have a holiday coming up. You guys are going to come back from the holiday. You're going to have a million things going on. And this thing is going to get backburnered. But anyway, enough about that. Let's get down to business. Today we're going to be talking about the Opportunist Guide to Leveraging the Holidays. Now, I just want to, before we kind of begin, I want to tell you about something, a bit of a personal challenge that I had today, and I'm telling you about it not to vent or complain. I'm telling you about it because any time that I can have you learn a lesson, even at my expense, I think that's a good thing. So today it's going to, or at least right now, it's going to be at my expense. Well, today, and this is going to come across wrong, so I'm kind of prefacing a lot, but this podcast was the last thing I wanted to do today, right? That's like basically calling everybody idiots, right? And I don't mean that. I told you, it's going to sound worse than it is. Hopefully you hear me out. It's not that I don't want to be here. I love doing my podcasts. If you notice, I've been doing more of them and doing these quick tips and stuff. I absolutely love it. Any opportunity for me to be in a teaching environment is, to me, it's heaven. I absolutely love it. It is just, to me, a complete joy. And I never say the word joy when I'm talking to people. But anyway, it was more that I was starting to go down a road that I was warning you guys about. And it was this mental checkout that we have when it comes to the holidays. And for me, today, I get a text from my son. Nothing bad, by the way. In fact, quite the contrary. One of my sons is off at college. And he's coming home today. I haven't seen him in a few months. And we're a really tight family. So, I mean, really missing the kid. And so I started thinking about that. He's going to be home in a few hours. Started thinking about the fact, like even trying to justify why I shouldn't do this podcast today. Thinking about you guys. Well, they're not even going to listen to it today, man. They're doing a million things. It's only going to get me irritated to go through all the trouble to do this and only see that just a few people took the time to listen to it. And then I started getting a little arrogant, right? I mean, salespeople never get arrogant, right? Well, I certainly did, and I was thinking about the fact that yesterday I closed three just mammoth deals for training. And I will tell you, when I say mammoth deals, I mean that any one of these deals, if you sold training for a living, if you just had gotten one of them in a quarter, you would be moonwalking to the bank. You'd be so damn happy. You would be floating. You know those deals that you float, you don't walk? Well, that's, I had them all one day, and it was just like amazing. One of them, by the way, I kind of left for dead. I just didn't think anything was going to come of it. I always kept in touch, and then boom, right out of nowhere, and three deals in one day like this. It was just an amazing day. So I'm kind of thinking, well, what the hell, man? I just sold three really juicy deals. I got all these nice cigars here that aren't going to smoke themselves. I work for myself, meaning, you know, my boss is no dick. He's not going to care if I take half the day off. You know, I kind of sit around here sometimes. I'm like, hey, Paul, mind if I take, like, some time off? Yeah, Paul, you're awesome, dude. You sold three deals. You kick ass. Go. Go. In fact, you know what? Let me buy you some beer or whatever you're going to do. See, that's kind of boss. My boss is. So, but then I thought, you know, not only would I not be practicing, you know, what I'm always trying to preach to you guys, but I think it is just so incredibly important that we always continue to show up to our audience. I don't mean if you're a guy like me who does podcasts and who has a blog and all those things. I don't mean audience in that context. I mean it in the context of the people that we're trying to reach that could be potential customers. I want that opportunity. So, you know what? Here I am. I don't know if it's going to inspire you or not, or maybe you just thought it was a stupid story, but it's the truth and it's from the heart. And what I hope that you get out of it, if this guy who just closed three major deals and gets a lot of exposure through his podcast, has a very popular LinkedIn group, an extremely popular blog, can get out here and show up, well, what's my excuse? So I just want to let you guys know, I'm right in there in the trenches with you, and it's not just with the blogging and podcasting. I was making calls today like I always do. It was business as usual. So having said that, I want to tell you kind of where today's idea came from. From time to time, I'll do executive retreats and do roundtable discussions and mastermind groups and just facilitate some just awesome discussion with groups of people that hire me to do so. And one of the topics that we had recently, I mean, really just a few weeks ago with this one group, we were talking about sort of the qualities. There was a group of leaders talking about the qualities of a rock star leader. Now, I mean, of course we came up with things like cares about their team and, you know, somebody who's worthy of being followed, right? Leadership really implies that you are worthy of people following you into battle or wherever and have that faith in you. But there was another very interesting takeaway, right, that I thought was a little bit less than typical. And what this person said was, and I'm paraphrasing a bit, they said something along the lines of, where other people see roadblocks, rock star leaders, and rock star business owners, by the way, see a speed bump to an opportunity. So let me say that again. Where others see roadblocks, kind of like those roadblocks and dead ends, and like, where do we go from here? And it's just hopeless. A rock star leader and a rock star business owner will see a speed bump to an opportunity. And that really brings us into a very, very timely type of discussion. I've been talking a lot with you guys about the holidays, and I think many of us look at the holiday season in the wrong light. Now, yes, there's the people like me who are giddy and who are 49-year-old, a 49-year-old child. I absolutely love the holiday season. And then there are people who just justify a 6-week vacation or 6 weeks of admin or 6 weeks of checking out, whatever you want to call it. And they just feel that, well, like almost like what I was saying before, like, well, what's the use? I mean, people aren't answering their phones. It's just wasted effort. And, you know, the people who do answer their phones are saying, call me back after January 1st. You guys know the deal. But then there are other people who realize that there are opportunities to be had. I'm going to tell you about four of them right now. So get your pen ready. Hopefully you're not driving right now. If you're driving, this is when you're going to want to take some notes. And you know what? From now on, we have to have a rule. We've talked about this in the past. I don't know if any of these are going to really shock you. I mean, I think, you know, there might be things that you weren't thinking about, but you're not going to say, well, I've never heard that before. But you know what? From now on, when you have those moments, it's real simple. Just say to yourself, yeah, I know that, but am I doing it? Or do I know it? And like, I really need to shut my mouth and just actually do it. So the very first thing is that this holiday season is an opportunity for you to keep showing up while your competitor checks out. Now, I will tell you something. I am an extremely competitive person. And I came to the point today where I was thinking about it like from two different perspectives when I was trying to justify not doing this podcast. The first part of me says, boy, I bet my competitors would love that, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to let these people get a leg up on me. Screw that, man. I work hard for what I have. And then there's the other part of me that makes me think that if I'm feeling these emotions right now of just kind of checking out today, perhaps they are too. So, you know, again, keep in mind that many of your competitors are about to check out for 6 weeks. And by the way, this happens over the summertime too, doesn't it? I remember this when I was in the printing industry years ago. I get all these like old dogs, man. All these old dogs coming over to me. I know why you're bothering, kid. Picking up the phone. Nobody. That's it, man. We're done until Labor Day. And they're saying this like the day after Memorial Day. You know, like early June. They're now talking about this crap. So I got like months of this. No, I'm sorry. I don't buy that at all. And you know, I think you have an opportunity to have an uninterrupted dance with your prospect for the next 6 weeks. Without having to worry about somebody asking to cut in and asking for that dance. Because the bulk of the population right now is thinking, what's the use? Or they're getting a little bit too caught up in singing Holly Jolly Christmas or Oh Come All Ye Faithful or whatever it is. And again, I want to be very clear, because you might have just heard that and say, this guy's a prick, man. He just, like, I thought he was nice and about family. I will triple dog dare any of you to out Christmas me. I love the holidays. I always have. I am just a sucker for the holidays. I mean, I'm a tough guy. I hear a sad Christmas song and I gotta go and pretend it's my allergies. I mean, every aspect. I'm going to all the damn things in the local community and listening to the kids sing around Christmas trees and the tree lightings and the hot chocolate and stuff. Man. But I'm just telling you, people have gone to ridiculous levels with their work ethic this time of year. And quite frankly, it's hurting business. So I think if enough of us just kind of do business as usual, take our time with our family and take the week between Christmas and New Year's and, you know, what the heck, a half day here and there. I mean, yeah, you got to live a little too, right? But 6 weeks, We got to stop that right now, and we got to start calling out people that are subscribing to that in a very professional way. So the very first thing is, you have an opportunity to have an uninterrupted dance with your prospect while your competitors are just completely checking out. So that's the first thing. The second thing, I mentioned this earlier this week, and the second thing is, you have an opportunity to change up your messaging. Now, if you really look at it from a prospect's or a potential client's point of view, most of the messages, and when I say messaging and messages, I mean whether you're picking up a phone and calling them, an email, certainly some of the direct mail pieces, things that you may send on LinkedIn, things like that, most of them are salesy. And there's two main messages I think just about every interaction has. It might not have both, but it'll certainly have one or the other. It's either, I want to set an appointment with you, talk about the possibility of doing business. Not worded that way, but that's the gist. And the other message is, why don't you buy something from me? Or I have this thing to sell you, or I have this solution for you. It's really one versus the other, sometimes both, but that's it. Now, if you're a person who is a decision maker and you're approached by people constantly and that's the only message you hear, I feel the opportunity now presents itself for the opportunist, because this is for opportunists today, to change the message and become the breath of fresh air. So how do we change that message? Well, first of all, I mean, think about it. I mean, is there any harm in calling people? Even like, you guys are going to be listening to this on Wednesday. Calling people and starting with Thanksgiving, wishing them a happy Thanksgiving. And if they're not in the office, who cares? Leave a damn voicemail for them. They're going to hear it when they come back, and it's going to be a different message for a change. So we could change it that way. Certainly, as we get closer to Christmas, we could do that. Can we do it at New Year's? Yeah, why not? And I think that could be a very festive call, because people, most people, I think, feel a sense of holiday spirit. Yes, there are the Scrooges of the world, but I believe they're in the minority. So that's the first thing. How about in terms of the cards that you're sending out? So many people, they send out Christmas cards. Let's stop there for 1 second. And I've said this before, don't you dare send out a Christmas card where it just has the company name imprinted on it, and that's it. Now, you might be saying, well, I sign each one. Wow, you really went to just a whole mess of trouble there to sign your name. Well, I got to do 500 of them. And do you really think that your prospect and your client is sitting there going, oh, yeah, you know, they kind of half-assed the card, but I get it. You know, this was probably one of 500. No. My thought is, again, if you have an opportunity to change up the message, would it kill you to write a short handwritten note? I think even in terms of your clients, thanking them. I think in terms of a prospect that maybe you met with, thanking them for the opportunity. Even if you didn't get the deal, thanking them for the opportunity. And let's do a timeout on that. Counting your card, how many cards do you think they received from people that they rejected this year? I'm thinking like none. So another opportunity for you to stand out. But also too, let's not forget, this time of year, for those local businesses, it's a great time of year to do a drop-in. Now, with drop-ins, again, you have to be very, very careful. I mean, one of the things that you could do is you could go to like the local dollar store, maybe get some holiday mugs. Again, it's not too late to do it for Thanksgiving. You go maybe see if they have a little like some turkey mugs or something for a dollar or two. Go get a big bag of candy from like Costco. Fill it up with some candy. I don't even know what the hell you call this stuff, so forgive me. I'm a guy, man. We don't know this stuff. That's why I really wish there was like a gal hanging out with me right now, co-hosting, because she'd say, Paul, Uncle Paul, the right term is this. And she kind of set me straight, be my moral compass here. But anyway, it's like that Easter wrap stuff, you know, like you'd put on an Easter basket. Just kind of wrap it up, man. Throw your business card in there, some candy. Tie it up real nice. And guys, have a woman do it, man, because we're going to, I mean, we'll end up by like tying it with like a dirty sock or something. We're slobs with that stuff. Seriously, I asked my wife for help on that. Now, I'll do all the man stuff around the house, but I just insist that like she helps me with this kind of stuff. But anyway, and drop in. And just what's very interesting, and I just want to throw this at you. I worked for this company years ago, and I was shadowing the number two rep in the company, and he worked right in my office. And it was the end of the month, and he's got all these mugs out on his desk with candy and that Easter wrap and stuff like that. And I go, what the heck's going on? And he goes, I'm about to do my candy cup serenade, Paul. I go, what the heck is a candy cup serenade? He said at the end of every month, he goes back with one of those little candy cups and drops in on someone where the decision is kind of pending, where they're kind of on the fence, maybe even went MIA on him and didn't get back to him. And he would stop in, and he said it always starts out the same. First, you kind of get the look like, wow, what are you doing here, right? Dropping in. And then they see a little gift, and they light up like a little kid. He hands them the gift. Now their spirits are better. It creates a conversation, sometimes gets him answers to questions that he couldn't get because they weren't getting back to him. And in many cases, here's something interesting that happened. He said, Paul, I believe what happens. He says, because not in every case, about 30% of the time, he was leaving with the contract signed. Because the theory was, wait a minute, you're here right now. I have 50,000 things on my plate. If I hand this contract to you now, you make this go away, and I get the luxury of going back to the other things that are distracting me. You're here now. You can make this go away. So that's one of the things that, just maybe add that to your playbook, that you might want to consider if you feel that would, you know, kind of be conducive with your style. But I think you get bonus points this time of year, because I do believe that people enjoy good cheer and they enjoy the holiday season, and you could kind of tug at their heartstrings a little bit. So I think that would be a good thing. So think about like how you could drop in on some clients and kind of you know, change your message overall, like those phone calls and the emails and stuff. And certainly after the holidays, you should not be so engaged in always asking for an appointment and always trying to make a sale that that's all you ever say to them and do. There's other things that you can do, and we've talked about it before. We'll talk about it again in the future. Next, item number three, and I've mentioned this today already, but don't forget, the other opportunity that we have is the opportunity to spread good cheer and to kind of be the recipient of the benefits of good cheer. Now, what I mentioned before is that we can kind of tug at the heartstrings a little bit. Now, I want to be very, very clear. We're not looking to get a sympathy sale. But if we're stopping in or we're calling people that are on the fence, and again, we're not saying, hey, happy holidays, could you consider buying from me? We're not doing that. We're just with a sincere message. Many times you get people at the right time. I'll give you a great example. And I'm wondering if people are going to be listening to this saying, wow, I think he's talking about me, because this has happened to me several times. But this example happened to me last Christmas with Castain Training Systems. There was an account that turned me down. Literally, it was like 7 days before Christmas, the year prior. And I had sent them something at the holidays. I'm not going to say what, but I had sent them something at the holidays. And I had always kept in touch with them because I just knew that the reason why I lost this and the company that was coming in there was not going to be able to deliver the goods. I just knew it. And so anyway, I picked up the phone and I called this person. And I said, I just wanted to wish you a happy holiday. And this guy's also, by the way, a musician. We were talking a little bit about guitars and stuff. And I said, hey, you know, one of the things we used to do in my family every year is me and my two brothers, they play guitar too. We'd kind of jam a little bit. You know, you going to be doing any? You going to be getting together with friends or anything during the break because they shut down for like a week? And we just had the nicest conversation. At the end of the conversation, he said to me two things. He said, I just want to tell you that, you know, I really owe you an apology. And I said, well, whatever for? He said, for making the wrong decision. He said, I just get this sense that if you care for people this much who are not your customers, how much would you have cared for us if we were actually writing you a check a few times a year? And then he... you know, he asked me to open up my calendar to kind of set something up for after the holidays. And the rest is kind of history because this person became a client after that. And I don't want to put it all on the holidays because it would really be dismissing and discounting all the hard work I did from the moment this person told me no. But I'm going to tell you that sometimes when you add those, it's like an equation, right? All the good things that you've been doing, all the outreach that you've been doing, and the showing up that you've been doing, plus timing, could really equal a higher level opportunity for you. So I don't want you to forget about that, but don't forget, you really want to take advantage of good cheer. So what I want you to do is an action item. I want you to think about everyone who told you no, especially within the last year. I want you to think about everyone who went MIA on you and reapproach them. The other thing that you can do, let's go down an even more positive road with this. Don't forget, this is a wonderful time. I mean, I think all the time is a wonderful time if you want to be straight up honest here. But why aren't you asking for referrals right now? When sometimes you're dropping off cookies for clients and having fun and stuff like that. I mean, ask them for referrals. Ask them for testimonials. I mean, if you're hanging out with a customer right now, face-to-face, and they're telling you, hey, you know, and they're kind of getting in the holiday moment with you. You know, you've been awesome, and you've always really been there for us, and, you know, you saved my ass last month, and all this kind of stuff. Just say, hold on a minute. I'm sorry to put you on the spot. I'm pulling out my smartphone right now. I'm getting this on videotape for two reasons. Number one, when I raise your prices, I'm going to play this so that you remember. No, I'm kidding. But wouldn't that be cool? But no, I'm just joking. Kind of. But the reason why... I need to get this on videotape because if I could get a video testimonial from you, I can get other cool clients like you. So testimonials and referrals are huge. And here's the last thing. I think that at this time of year, instead of seeing it as just a dead end and a just kind of, you know, just all these challenges, understand that you can also help others embrace advantages to signing now as opposed to January 1st. So here are some things I want you to think about. Again, feel free to say duh, but if you're not doing it, maybe you should shut your mouth and do it, right? Just saying. The first thing is, could there be some pricing advantages to someone signing now as opposed to next year? Hey, I gave this example earlier. It's no sleazy sales technique. It's the God's honest truth. My price is going up for my online course. So it is to your advantage to sign now. So some of the deals that I have right now where VPs of sales want to put their sales teams in, I'm reminding them that. And again, going to be straight up honest here, not lying to you. I have a lot of people thanking me for that. I really appreciate that. I mean, most of these people I know are going to go in. I don't mean that in an arrogant way. It's just that I know these people. I've done business with them. When they tell me they're going to do something, they do it. And to me, if I can make $100 more a person, hey, what the heck, right? That's kind of cool. Times 20 and 30 people, me picking up an extra $100. I don't know. don't know about you, but an extra $2,000-$3,000 times several companies that I have pending deals with, that's a nice thing. Got a kid in college, man. I could put him on the deluxe meal plan and probably the deluxe beer plan for all I know if he's a true Castain. I try not to dabble in those matters. But anyway, a lot of people have been thanking me for that. So there's pricing advantages that you can help people take advantage of. Let's not forget that there are tax advantages to getting it on this year's budget, taxes. There's also things with their budget. You know, use it or lose it. There's also, don't forget, the competitive nature of people. The higher up you go in an organization, if you sell to the C-level, they are highly competitive people. They did not get in that position by just being very passive about their emotions and success and dominating their competitors and things like that. So you really need to take advantage of that. So if you can show them kind of the what's in it for them to jumpstarting 2015 by getting the wheels in motion now, I think it's very, very important. And as part of that, getting ahead of your competitors. So, I mean, I think those are just a few things. But here's the point that I just wanted to say to you. Some of these things may have hit home with you today. Some of them you might have been, I don't know, Paul. But here's what I want to remind you of. The true rock stars that are out there, whether they be an entrepreneur, whether they be a leader, when they have challenges and they have things in their way, almost like this holiday season. Many people, and I was one of them up till a few years ago, who just every year, it's like, here we go again. And especially, I remember the first year I owned Castain Training Systems, I just wasn't prepared for it, right? I just didn't think it through. And there I am, and it was like, I wasn't doing any of the online training. Companies, they really don't fly you out to train in the month of December. And it was dead. And I remember thinking, well, thank God I have cash reserves, man. This is kind of sucky right now. And I think Mrs. Uncle Paul kind of agreed, except she didn't use the word sucky. It's probably something higher level profanity than that. But here's the point. I think, we have to look at things differently. And very, very successful people, they do. They see opportunities where we see a potential failure. They see opportunities where we see challenges. And I think not only do they see opportunities, but I mean true opportunities where they're turning something around. Think about the most successful people that have started up well-known companies. They came in and they gave something to the world, some of these people, that didn't exist before, that helped solve a problem or a challenge. And you can certainly do that right now. I mean, maybe there's something that you could offer your clients or your potential clients that could help them be more successful. And that's certainly what I'm trying to do today. Again, that was one of my motivators today. I didn't mention that at the beginning, but if I could kind of inspire you through my example of showing up today, but also giving you some tools to be more successful when the average person would probably tell you, well, you know what? Get some stuff done. It's a good time to get stuff done. You know what? I mean, getting stuff done, as far as I'm concerned, I try to do a lot of that before and after hours, and I'm in a different place than many of you. My kids are older, and yes, I enjoy my family and hanging out and all that kind of stuff, but I figured out a way to do my admin during more off hours. Sometimes I do have to do it during the game time, so to speak. But to me, during game time, I want to be playing the game. I don't want to be thinking about the game. I don't want to be prepping for the game. I don't want to be pissing and moaning about the game or analyzing the game or being philosophical about the game or any of that. I mean, game time is for playing the game. And, I look on this week, and I did a blog post earlier, and there's some of you that chose to take 3 days for admin time. And to me, I never want you to feel bad in listening to this podcast. But I mean, are you kidding me? 3 days of admin? I have a really successful business. I just told you, I closed three just monster deals yesterday. And I can't afford to have 3 days that I am doing nothing to move this business forward. I just can't do it. And neither can you. And you have to take that philosophy in with you into this holiday season. So remember, I want you to stop looking at this as challenging in a bad way. I want you to look at it that, you know what, there is an opportunity here. Paul just gave me a few. What was this dude missing? This all-knowing Castain thinks he's a Jedi or something like that. What is this guy missing? What else can I do? How can I own this holiday season? And then get out there and own this damn 6 weeks that we have coming up. If you change that mindset and you make that decision right now to find things that you know are out there, but you just haven't found them, then I would love to talk to you on January 1st and 2nd after you've done this for 6 weeks, because I think you're going to have a very different outlook and a very different story to tell than you're telling right now. And with that, I am Paul Castain from YourSalesPlaybook.com. Not only am I wishing you an incredible week ahead, but you know what? I want to wish you a really happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your family. Enjoy, oh my God, enjoy that turkey and the football games and all this kind of stuff. And just enjoy life a little bit, folks. It's way too short. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production.